The Adventures of Odysseus, a Greek legend adapted by Jill Munton. Odysseus's Journey. The story of Odysseus was first told in Greece almost 3,000 years ago. Greece is a country in Eastern Europe. It has more than 300 islands. Odysseus was king of Ithaca, one of the Greek islands. He and his men went to war with the people of Troy. They won the war and filled their ships with treasure. But the journey home was long and difficult. Chapter 1. The Lotus Eaters. Twelve ships sailed away from Troy. Odysseus stood on the first ship. He looked straight ahead towards Ithaca.
"We're going home! To Ithaca!" he cried. His men shouted and cheered.
Soon they came to a small island.
"We must stop for some water," called Odysseus.
The men pulled the ships up the beach.
"You three, go and see what you can find."
The three men set off to look for water. The others took down the ship's sails and went to sleep. Odysseus was worried when the three men did not return. He picked up his sword and went to look for them. As he walked up the beach and into the forest, he saw some little blue and yellow flowers. Odysseus stopped and looked again. Yes, he was right. They were lotus flowers. He was in the land of the Lotus Eaters. Now Odysseus knew why the three men had not come back. The Lotus Eaters were very friendly. They gave food and water to people who came to their island. But the food was always made from lotus flowers. And lotus flowers made you forget. When you ate lotus flowers, you forgot your home, your mother, your father, your children, everything. Soon, Odysseus saw the red-gold light of a fire. He walked through the forest towards it. About 20 lotus eaters lay around a big fire. They were sleepy after eating the blue and yellow flowers. The three sailors were there too.
"Get up," said Odysseus. "Get up and come back to the ships with me."
One of the men woke up and got to his feet.
"Who are you?"
he asked Odysseus.
"What do you want? You speak of ships. What ships? Go away and leave us alone."
Odysseus was angry now. With the strength of 10 men, he dragged the three sleepy sailors back to the ships. "We must leave this place," he thought, "before any more of my men forget who they are."